Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to EcoRodovias' third quarter of 2018 earnings conference call. Here today are Mr. Marcello Guidotti, CFO and IRO, Ms. Andrea Fernandes, IR Officer, and executives of the company. This presentation is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation. After that, we will begin the question and answer session for analysts and investors only, when further instructions will be provided. Should you need assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. The audio and the slides of this conference call are being broadcast simultaneously at www.ecorodovias.com.br/ir, where you will find the presentation for download from the webcast platform in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that the forward-looking statements that may be made during this conference call relating to EcoRodovias' business prospects, projections, and operational and financial targets are based on the management's beliefs and assumptions, as well as on currently available information. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events and hence depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future performance of EcoRodovias and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I will now turn the floor over to Mrs. Andrea Fernandes, who will discuss the third quarter of 2018 results. Ms. Andrea, you may proceed.
Good morning. Welcome to Grupo EcoRodovias conference call regarding the third quarter of 2018's results. We thank you for your interest and your participation. Before we begin the presentation about the results, we would like to mention some important events. In July, we concluded the issue of debentures in the amount of 350 million reais by EcoRodovias Concessões e Serviços with a term of 7 years. In August, we concluded the issue of two-year debentures in the amount of 225 million reais for Eco135. In this quarter, the company's board approved the payment of dividends in the amount of 194 million reais, pertaining to 50% of the results until the month of September 2018, and the remaining dividends from 2017. Regarding the conclusion of the acquisition of MGO, the company is waiting for the ANTT's approval for the transfer of concession. As for the North, Rodoanel Norte, we realize that the works are delayed, and we are waiting for a position by the government of São Paulo regarding the conclusion of the works and signature of the contract. As for Eco135, the existing system has already been transferred to the concessionaire, and it is expected to start collection in the second quarter of 2019. The results of the third quarter of 2018 were impacted by the beginning of toll exemption for suspended axles at Ecovia Caminho do Mar, Ecocataratas, Ecovias dos Imigrantes, and Ecopistas. The toll exemption for suspended axles will be addressed in a contractual rebalancing. We can see on slide two that the consolidated traffic of equivalent paying vehicles in the third quarter of 2018 went down 2.2%. Excluding the toll exemption for suspended axles, the comparable consolidated traffic posted an increase of 0.5% in the quarter and of 1.7% in the first 9 months of 2018. It's important to note that consolidated traffic presented a reduction of 1.3% in July, 1% in August, and 4.1% in September. Excluding toll exemption for suspended axles, consolidated traffic was up 1.4% in July, 1.8% in August, and down 1.6% in September. Comparable traffic of heavy vehicles presented an increase at Ecopistas and Eco101,
due to the recovery of industrial production and Eco Cataratas and Ecosul due to a higher flow of grain exports. In addition, the traffic of light vehicles was affected by a decrease in the flow of tourists due to the unfavorable weather conditions in the majority of our concessions. Ecopistas made up in part for this decrease in traffic of the other concessions due to the increase in the regional trade and an increase of tourist flow in the 9th of July holiday. As for the group's consolidated performance on slide 3, the pro forma net revenue amounted to 630 million reais in the quarter. The highway concessions net revenue was of 595 million reais in the third quarter due to the reduction in traffic impacted by the beginning of the toll exemption for suspended axles. In the first 9 months of 2018, the concessions net revenue was also affected by the truckers' strike. Moving on to slide 4, consolidated cash cost for the quarter amounted to 184 million reais, an increase of 1.6% in the quarter, excluding the costs of the operational startup of Eco 135 in the amount of 4.4 million reais. It's worth noting that the comparable cash costs of highway concessions, the most relevant segment in the group, presented an increase of 0.6% compared to the third quarter of 2017, below the inflation of 4.5% in this period, a result of the continuous search for operational efficiency that we carry out over the last years. Pro forma EBITDA amounted to 442 million reais with a margin of 70%. In spite of the impacts of the truckers' strike and the exemption of suspended axles, the majority of concessions presented growth of the EBITDA in the first 9 months of 2018, as you can see on slides 5 and 6, with special notice to the 9% increase at Ecopistas, 8% at Ecosul, 12% at Eco 101, and 7% increase in the EBITDA of Ecoponte. On slide 7, we see the evolution of the comparable net income in the amount of 219 million reais, a 24% reduction compared to the same period of the last year, negatively impacted by the financial results due to the increase on IPCA and by the EBITDA due to the decrease in traffic. Now about the investments on slide 8, CapEx in this quarter was of 219 million reais. The estimated CapEx for 2018 is of approximately 819 million reais. We maintain the company's commitment to invest according to the contracts and the business needs. Noting the beginning of works and the connection of Ponte Rio-Niterói to the Red Line and to the Port Avenue at Ecoponte, the beginning of works and the amendment at the Ecovias dos Imigrantes, initial works at Eco 135, and the continuation of duplication works at Eco 101. Moving on to slide 9, we closed September of 2018 with cash of 2.9 billion reais and long debt profile, strengthening our financial soundness. The indicator net debt over comparable pro forma EBITDA was 2.57 times. These numbers enable us to implement the commitments of investing in the assets recently acquired, as well as evaluating future privatization programs. Debt by index was formed of 53% in CDI and 39% in IPCA, and the average debt cost was of 8.28% in September 2018. We would like to conclude by highlighting that we remain focused in the study of contractual amendments and participation in federal and state auctions. Yesterday, we turned in the proposal for the auction of the Rodovias de Integração Sul, and its results will be released tomorrow. The recent acquisitions and the delivery of the proposal for RIS demonstrate our commitment to our growth strategy, aiming towards extending the duration of our concession portfolio that currently stands at 17 years and 3 months. It's worth noting that the investment opportunities are always analyzed considering the capital discipline and are considered according to our financial capacity and the return for each project. The company and funds of the independent committee continues developing their investigation work with an extended scope after the meeting of the Board of Administration in October 24. Due to the second phase of the integration operation, and the results will be reported to the Board of Administration as soon as the process is concluded. With that, we end our presentation, and we would like to go to the questions and answers session. Operator, we're ready for the questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session for investors and analysts. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If your question is answered during the session, you may remove it from the line by pressing the pound key. Questions will be answered in the order they are received. We ask that you use the handset when asking the question in order to maintain excellent sound quality. Please stand by while we collect the questions. Thiago Cassebi from Credit Suisse.
Good morning. Thank you. My question's about the RIS auction, if you can give us the details of the opportunities that you see in this asset in terms of cost reductions and CapEx, if you expect a traffic curve above the call for auction and the assets.
Thiago, good morning. Thank you for your question. We turned in our proposal yesterday. Tomorrow it's going to be open. The rate expected is about 9% in the project. Our proposal was good, and we will wait for tomorrow. I believe that tomorrow we will have a position and we'll be able to talk in more detail.
Thank you, Guidotti.
Felipe Vieira, Morgan Stanley.
Good morning. This is actually Ricardo Alves. Two questions. First, about the highway operations, considering the decrease in traffic due to the suspended EXO, the recurrent margin, except from ECO 135, was close to 75%. I wanted to know, in normal traffic conditions, what can we work on for the future now, considering 2019, what can we work on as a recurrent margin for highways? And my second question, very specific, the small decrease that we saw in traffic in September, if you can give me a little bit more details, we understand the effects of comparison basis, but if you can put more color, and if you can tell us a little bit about how October's been, just for us to get a better understanding of what we can expect for the fourth quarter. Thank you.
Good morning. As for traffic, this year will be impacted by the truckers' strike and the beginning of the toll exemption for suspended axle. And we are affected by the weather conditions. The weather was mild in September. Cold weather in the holidays affected the traffic at Eco Rodovias. And we expected traffic to end the year at around 1.5% positive, correcting the effects of the suspended axle. For 2019, I think we can be optimistic. We will have a comparison base adjusted as of May. We shall have the exact axles from 2018 and 2019. There won't be a new strike. And we understand that the GDP has been recovering, will be recovering faster than it did this year. We believe it will continue to grow at around 1.5%. And we can remain optimistic for 2019. As for October, it continues negative, especially with the comparison base from 2017. We can't forget that 2017 was a very good year, especially in the month of October. October 2017, we had a growth of 7.2% compared to 2016. So we are now at about 1% down. So we need to consider the comparison base. But October, I think, with the strike and all these effects have not been fully absorbed by the economy. So it has an effect in the the market. But now we're going to start with a season of holidays and summer, and we'll enter 2019 optimistic. Thank you. I don't know if you could, thank you about talking about the traffic, but could you talk a little bit more about the profitability and margin that we can expect for highways next year? Do you think with these levels, even with a decrease in traffic in the third quarter, we would maintain the recurrent level excluding ECHO 135? Yes, I think we can work with the margin of the quarter and the 9 months in terms of revenue. The fourth is usually the best quarter because the third quarter is one of the best. And we have the costs. I believe the concessions are controlled. Oh, the holding seems some additional costs about consultancy and legal advisory, but I would say that they shall not have a significant impact on margin. So we could work with the same margin that we are posting now in the third quarter and in the 9 months. Thank you, Guidotti. Victor Mizusaki, Bradesco BBI. I have two questions. First, regarding the rebalancing processes, especially for Ecopistas, 284 million reais with a favorable result for the company so far. What can we expect from this rebalancing? Will it be on a medium term, or can you give us an estimation of how many years we can expect for this concession? And as for Paraná, the suspended axle, in this specific case, should we expect a rebalancing on a toll increase, toll tariff increase, rather than extension of the term? And on Rodoanel El Norte, when do you expect to sign the contract? And is there a deadline considering the delays by the government of São Paulo? Vitor, good morning. About Ecopistas rebalancing, we're negotiating with the grantor. And the rebalancing that we had in the extension of Carvalho Pinto, we are negotiating the rebalancing, probably with an extension of the term. We haven't closed the numbers and values, but the negotiations moving along very well. So we will be able to get the balancing required for Ecorodovias. As the suspended axle exemption in Paraná, I believe the chance for Ecovias, Ecocataratas, will come on tariff increase. The two concessions are to balance the investment, and the concession term is also something. These are federal highways, so I would say that we're working in tariff increases until the end of the concession to balance the level of the suspended axle. And finally, we are clear that the works are delayed. There's a new government taking office now, so I think we will get greater visibility in the beginning of the year. But I would say that throughout 2019, closer to the end of 2019, we will have a definition considering the information that we have
about the works.
Alexandre Falcão, HSBC.
Good morning.
My question is about future projects.
There were a lot of candidates that have been elected for state governments that are important to you and in the federal level, and they've been talking about privatizations. And I would like to understand if you have any type of pipeline or estimate, considering that you win RIS, for example, how much balance do you think you have to enter these new projects, and how would you fund new projects in case there's leverage for it?
Alexandre, thank you for your question. About the projects on the federal level, what we have in the pipeline is a 364-365 BR-101 Santa Catarina in the state of São Paulo, the section of ecovias that may go to auction, and the federal government, of course, has the clear pipeline, which will probably be maintained and increased in the new year. The state plans are less defined, but we already participated in Minas Gerais, São Paulo. There are many states becoming structure, Rio Grande do Sul, for example, but we have less visibility of the federal government's plans. But I would say that the pipeline, both in the state levels and the federal level, will be important in the coming years. We are monitoring very closely our capacities and the flows. As I just said, Rodoanel will feel the delay even negotiating with the grantor. But that led to a delay in the payment for MGO. We're waiting for approval. We're monitoring our capacity, and we will certainly have to act in the sense of having the ability for the coming years to be able to take advantage of this portfolio and in terms of the increase or the growth of portfolio, how's the possibilities? Alexandre, we did not understand. Between a dilution or an equity offer to be able to participate in all the auctions or to preserve participation and not participate on auctions, how do you think the controllers are thinking? Alexandre, in 2018 and 17, have been participating in auctions, secondary case. We closed the contract for highways of interest, but we need to gain efficiency, needs to generate cash, but there's also cost. I think we will have the discussions about this, but the alignment for 18 is what Eco Rodovias has been doing. Yesterday, we just submitted the proposal for IAS, so that's what we have now with the shareholders and the strategy for Eco Rodovias. Thank you.
Renato Halgren, Banco do Brasil.
Good morning, Andrea Guidotti. My question is about the average tariff at Eco 101. There was a 4.9 reduction, and the NTP reduction was of 7.2, if I'm not mistaken. I'd like you to remind me if there had been other reductions in 2018, if this 4.9 was the remaining, or if there will be more reductions in the next quarters, and how do you see the tariff adjustment for ECHO 101 for 2019. In 2018, it was due to the contracts at ECHO 101 being positive with the inflation.
there's a mechanism for rebalancing of the contracts for the delays that irrespective of the responsibility, the delay is corrected by Factor D. ECO 101 is accelerating investment program. Probably in 2019, we will have an effect of this factor. We don't know the exact value, but the Factor D will be corrected in the cash flow of the project with delays in investment. 12 months later, the investment will be integrally concluded. So it's part of the project's dynamics. It's important that ECO 101 is important documents, and that's our priority for the next month for ECO 101. Thank you. Isentran Citigroup.
Good morning, guys, and thanks for taking my questions. Most of mine have been answered, but just a follow-up to Falcao's question. When we think about the competition that you are facing on tomorrow's auction, five-some-odd parties submitted sealed bids. I think in the Sao Paulo auctions last year, for example, it was just Ecuador VS and one other party. So my question is, how are you guys thinking about the competition risk going forward? Do you think that we should see some elevated level of competition for upcoming auctions versus what had been the case over the last year and a half?
Thank you, Steve. Steve asked about Eco Rodovia's opinion about the level of competitiveness in the next auctions, considering that in tomorrow's RIS proposal there are already five players, and in past auctions it was always between two and three. The answer that it is certainly to be expected an increase in the competition, entering in a moment where we're recovering growth with interest under control and investment expected for infrastructure, it's the ideal process for other players to enter. On the other hand, with the contracts that we have in São Paulo, for example, they're very well designed. They're complex contracts, difficult with obligations. So these are 30-year contracts with a high capex volume that require qualification. And I think we can expect more competition, but I believe that it's qualified competition. It's an environment that we like because we understand and see ourselves as efficient, prepared operators. And I think this is the type of competitiveness that we desire. And it will probably be what we will see in upcoming months in Brazil. On the other hand, there's one more player for us to be able to make our best proposal. Thank you.
Thanks very much. I appreciate the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now close the question and answer session, and I will turn over to Ms. Andrea Fernandez for her final remarks. Please, Ms. Andrea. I would like to thank you all for your participation. If you have any further doubts, myself and the IR team are available to answer them. Thank you. Have a great day. Eco Rodovia's conference call is now closed. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a very good day.